You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Monday afternoon. Mark Russo is here. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago. Mark, the folks that are on the Pro Farmer Midwest Crop Tour look like they're not going to get wet today because they're in Ohio and in the Dakotas and Nebraska. But as they move towards the middle of the week, will they get wet in Indiana, Illinois, Iowa?
Certainly some rain around here with the system tracking that we'll be continue to track across of the central and eastern Midwest here today, and that's followed up by some additional rains later on in the week. So again, not any kind of washout, but certainly some off and on rain, and that rain is still needed for actually parts of the belt that have missed out on rains here lately. Again, it's been a variable situation of late with rainfall trends here in the Midwest, with some dry swaths, also some wetter swaths. One of the areas that needed more significant rain and did get some in some areas, but actually up in North Dakota. And they got good rains in portions of their soybean acreage over the weekend, but it wasn't all inclusive enough to fully solve some of those dryness issues up north there.
How much rain will we get later in the week, and where do you expect it?
Yeah, for the next 7 days, really the bulk of rain will be primarily across areas of the northern and eastern sections of the Midwest. So some more rains here for Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio. It's really, again, North Dakota, that's one area that's going to miss out on rains, but the remainder of the northern belt looks to pick up significant rainfall. And then the same general pattern looks to persist for next week as well.
How rough is it in the north and western part of North Dakota? And by north and west, I mean just outside of the Red River Valley, not very far. It seems like they might be in pretty tough trouble there.
Yeah, just analyzing here rainfall to date or month to date totals, they're running basically less than 25, and in many areas, less than 10% of normal over these past 3 weeks.
Hey, thanks so much. We appreciate you being with us for the day.
Yeah, my pleasure, Todd.
That, of course, is Mark Russo with Risk Pulse. I'm Todd Gleason.